The Federal Bureau of Investigation and Inspectors General from the Environmental Protection Agency and the General Services Administration are investigating an 18-month scam targeting vendors on the GSA schedule. The bad actors are spoofing federal employee emails to buy toner cartridges with stolen credit cards. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details on the scam and how you should protect yourself. What do we know about this? This is fascinating to me, and you have a terrific story about this on federalnewsradio.com. But this is every cybersecurity issue and every contracting issue and every ethics issue that we've ever covered all rolled into one in this story, Jason.
In many ways it is. So here's some of the facts we do know. And this came from an email obtained by Federal News Radio that GSA sent out to Schedule 70 and Schedule 75 vendors. Now, Schedule 70 is the IT schedule. Schedule 75 deals with office supplies. So two big groups of vendors, probably something in the range of 10,000 vendors or so, because Schedule 70 is so big. Mm-hmm. But since July 2012, when this first came to the attention of the FBI and the IGs at EPA and GSA, is that somebody or some organization has been going to schedule vendors and saying, I work through email, so only through email. I work at DOD, or and the agencies that are specifically targeting is EPA, Interior's Fish and Wildlife Service, Commerce Department, Census Bureau, the Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, and DOD, and they're targeting people who supposedly work at that agency, spoofing the email. So, for instance, if Francis Rose worked at Census,
right,
Francis's email would be francis.rose@census.gov, let's say. But really what's happening is that's what I would see if I was a Schedule 75 vendor, but really it's another email address that's hidden.
Yes.
And so when you say – when you place an order with the vendor, you're thinking, oh, it's by Francis from census.gov. So that's why it's considered a spear phishing attack.
Yes.
Because it's using known attributes of someone. So you know me, I know you. An order from you is not unusual.
It's pretending to be somebody.
Correct.
They're pretending to be somebody who's real, not making somebody up out of whole cloth.
And not the Nigerian person who needs the money to get out of jail, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
So they've been spoofing these email, and then when they go to place an order, when the vendor calls them back or sends an email, they're using stolen credit cards as well to place the order and phony phone numbers. So what's happening is this has been going on for about 18 months. They've been bilked out of vendors about $1.5 million. And the GSA email says that number is only increasing every single day and more agencies are being targeted. And right now it's only for toner cartridges, specifically HP printer toner cartridges. But the email from GSA says as an update, laptops are now being bought that same way. They're seeing a pattern. Now, is it the same person or group? They don't know yet, but they see a lot of similarities. And therefore, now you have to be on aware, not just for toner cartridges, but laptop orders. And right, this is you're right, fascinating. This goes into everything we talk about all the time, cybersecurity, knowing your customer, et cetera. And where we're at with this is number one is GSA is saying, be aware, understand what's going on. But secondly, they're saying as well is be smart about what you're doing and how you're getting orders.
The scam started, you write, on federalnewsradio.com July 2012. Why are they just alerting vendors about it now, 18 months, and you write $1.5 million later?
Well, it's hard to say why. I did talk to Rick Vogel, who's a Schedule 75 contractor who works at Coast to Coast Computers out of California, and he said that he had received one of these emails, and we'll be clear, I did not get the email from him. I called him after I got the email. I'm going to make sure nobody gets mad at Rick.
Right.
And basically, Rick said, as a contractor, it would have been nice to get this notice sooner, and maybe they could have done something saying, only if you make X amount of dollars, but there's some maybe law enforcement issues, maybe the FBI didn't want it to go out so they could trap the perpetrators. So there may be some issues around that. I did ask GSA this question. I had not heard back from GSA today. But I think it is frustrating because if you were one of the vendors who was bilked and maybe, second, third time around, maybe you should have, it would have been nice to hear from GSA or somebody said, hey, watch out for these issues that are happening.
Mm-hmm. The issue of phishing is something that's been around, and agency people have been warning their people internally about it for a long time. Is this the first time we've seen this turned around and geared toward the contracting community?
This type of spear phishing attack, I think so. Now, we've seen other scams where people, hey, if you pay me money, I'll help you get a GSA schedule. I found stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, you know, there's a lot of price issues that you've seen that maybe are scams or maybe not scams.
Right.
But this type of attack, and I talked to Larry Allen, who is a longtime expert on the GSA schedules, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, someone who's on your show often.
Yes.
And he said, listen, I've been looking at this stuff for almost 25 years, and I've never seen something like this happen. And he basically said, you know, contractors just need to be on guard no matter who they're selling to, because in this day and age, anybody can do a scam, and email addresses are everywhere. It's easy to find. You know, you and I as reporters, as people looking for guests and want to reach out to federal people, it's very easy to find an email address. And even if you can't find the exact email address, you know what the way, you know, GSA.gov is, so you can just kind of figure out that front end. Is it, you know, F. Rose? Is it Francis.Rose? Is it Rose.Francis? There's so many ways to do it. So I think that's why this is maybe coming up now.
Well, in a conversation I had recently with a cyber expert where we talked about how you tear apart one of these spear phishing attempts, even getting the protocol of the email address correct, you know, if it's firstname.lastname@agency.gov, on a spear phishing thing like this, you don't even have to get it exactly right as long as it looks good enough to fool the person at the contractor. Because when they hit reply, even if it looks like they're replying to firstname.lastname@agency.gov, it's going to come to my Gmail account or Yahoo or whatever anyway. And so I'm going to be communicating with that person regardless if I get every last detail right or not.
And especially there's so much open source data out there that if I know that, for instance, hey, Francis Rose is my contracting officer coming out of this part of the country, this makes sense to me. Maybe he's new, maybe I know him, but either way, I usually get an email for toner cartridges from Francis's office, so therefore I will respond to it. So I think that's part of it as well, is hey, if I've never heard from Francis before and he's all of a sudden ordering, you know, 10,000 toner cartridges and that seems weird and offering me, you know, three or four different credit card numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those things where you go, okay, there's something wrong here. It doesn't smell well, hence phishing.
The first thing when you broke the story this afternoon that I thought of was, why HP toner cartridges? And I did a little bit of research, and I found out why, but you have some information on that too.
Well, in fact, Rick Vogel, who was telling me, saying that they're really looking at the strategic sourcing vendors, that HP, a lot of the fraud has gone through the FSSI.
Mm.
And that was surprising to myself. Now, that's what Rick says. I have not yet got that confirmed by anyone, but I think that may be why they're seeing an opening and saying, well, there's, you know, 15 vendors and different than maybe 500 vendors on a scheduled contract. So I think maybe that may be part of it. What was
the part that I came up with was that they're easy to fence.
Yeah.
When you obtain these through dishonest means, they're very easy to fence and cleanse, almost like laundering money, by either returning them to a retail vendor like Staples or Office Depot or something like that, if you're doing it in small quantities, or to blow them out through
eBay or any of those,
and outlets like that. And, you know, it's a known commodity. It's very easy to turn over something like that, even in big quantities.
Well, it's interesting that they are. Why toner cartridges? You think laptops, you think other pieces of hardware that people want, phones, smartphones, tablets. But you're probably right, the fact that toner is one of those things that people don't think, oh, look, I'm getting a good price, I'll buy it. I don't care who I get it from.
It's one of the most stolen items from office supply stores. I didn't know that before today. And that's the very reason why, because they're easy to ditch and get cash out of them for people who come across them illegally.
And especially if these perpetrators are using stolen credit cards, they're not paying any cash anyways.
Right.
So.
And if you get a $150 toner cartridge, which is the other element of this, this is not, you know, a $30 inkjet cartridge. These are $150, $200 cartridges in some cases.
Right, for the laser printers, yeah.
Right. You offer that on eBay for $80, and that's a deal. You can turn those really quickly. What do we do in the vendor community? What do they do to protect themselves against something like this?
Well, the person who actually alerted me to this story was Scott Orbach from the president of EZGSA. He wrote a blog post, and he offers a a couple things that agencies, that the vendors actually should consider, and I'm just going to go through them real quick. He says, you know, vendors should apply the know your customer rule to these scheduled purchases. He says, it requires a firm to use reasonable diligence in regard to opening and maintaining every account, knowing and retaining the essential facts about your customer, and the authority of the persons acting on behalf of the customer. He also points out that customers who have never purchased from you in the past, that should be a warning sign. Shipments to new or unusual addresses should be a warning sign. Unusually large quantities or high value orders, another warning sign. And if you get a credit card that's been declined and then they give you another one, another warning sign. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly, in the GSA memo that we have obtained that they sent out, the Schedule 70 and 75, they offer some ideas as well. One of theirs, I thought this was fascinating. They said, investigators are requesting that any representative receiving orders for HP toner cartridges or laptop computers verify the provided shipping address using the Street View function on Google Maps. If the very large order going to what appears to be a residential address, it's likely fraudulent. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was excellent way of, go to the house. Oh, look, that's not a building.
Yeah.
That's John Doe's house.
That's Francis Rose's house.
Exactly.
Why are we sending 80 toner cartridges there?
And the other thing about this that's fascinating is how they're getting this done. They're basically, the perpetrators are using a passer, they're laundering the mm-hmm. toner cartridges
yep.
by what they say, people repackagers, people who say, oh, I can work from home and make money. So they mail that person the toner cartridge. Their work from home is to repackage it and
yeah.
send it out maybe through FedEx or somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then, so they're almost laundering, so yeah. they
remove
themselves.
That's where they get cleansed, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something, I just find this story completely fascinating because it just turns on its ear so many of the things that we've talked about on this station and that you've reported on in the past. The takeaway from all of this, too, seems to be, at a time when vendors, especially the kinds of vendors that it sounds like they would want to target, are looking for every opportunity to make extra money and do extra business, gives them just one more thing they have to worry about and think about.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And the fact is that now that spear phishing has come to the GSA schedules, I think every vendor now has to be on the alert for something like this. Again, going back to what Scott Orbach says, know your customer, verify those purchases, understand what they're getting. And if something doesn't seem right, unfortunately, it may not be right.
A great story that you have on federalnewsradio.com, and I appreciate you being on to tell it to my audience. Jason Miller on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, and federalnewsradio.com.